Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. 6 minutes to go before the start of the boys' varsity game. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Santa Ana Christian High School, where the Warriors take on the number three ranked Santa Ana Christian Eagles here. Warriors come in number six in the state here in early season action. And a lot to process in terms of who's played whom so far this year. Their one loss this year, Ron, was to whom? Who did they lose to this year? Who did they lose to this year? They have one loss, right?
Kennedy.
They lost to Kennedy High School. We saw Kennedy. They lost by 1 point, 48-47 to Kennedy High School. I knew that. And we saw Kennedy early in this year, and we had our hands full with Kennedy. We beat them by about 3 or 4 points. But Kennedy had some struggles in that game with their best player, and we probably got fortunate to get out of there with a win at their place. So that's been Santa Ana Christian's only loss so far this year. They've played a pretty tough schedule and sit right now at number three in the state. Number one in the state right now, Dayton Pirates. Number two, De La Salle. Three is Santa Ana Christian. And then Blanchette, somebody else. And then we pull in there at number six.
De La Salle did beat Dayton last week.
Yeah, it's, you know,
they're all.
It's not all head-to-head, you know. Yeah. Obviously, it's not a voting thing. It's based on strength of schedule, who you played, and who you've played has played, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, our schedule will, or our RPI based on this game will depend on who Santa Ana Christian has played this year and who they've beat and who they've lost to. So, especially who they've beat. So the Warriors are going to have their hands full tonight. This is a tough team, and this is a big team, long team. I don't know how physical they are as a team, but they've got great length. They had two transfer kids come in this year. I think he said a 6'6 and 6'4, and when I look at the at their roster, I'm thinking that's probably the Bauer kids. Zach Bauer at 6'6 junior and Josh Bauer, a 6'4 freshman, both of them starting for Santa Ana Christian. That's a nice gift to have fall in your lap, Ron, if you're a head coach, to get a couple of varsity starters with length show up on your doorstep. But they have some veteran presence, too. They've got a couple of seniors that start for them. Number six, or number 10, a 6'2 senior, Sam Barton, who's an outstanding outside shooter. And number 20, Grant Carley, a 6-foot senior, play point guard usually for them. And then they also start Patrick Otis, number 4, 5'11 guard. And so they go 6'6, 6'4, 6'2 across that front line. And they've got some guys who can shoot. Just watching them warm up, both of the Bauer kids have a good stroke. Watching the Zach Bauer, the 6'6 junior, shoot there. He's a lefty. Has a nice stroke. He just put up about a 23-footer there from the top of the key without any problem. He shoots with great form, fundamentally sound. Warriors are going to have to play great extended defense because there's at least two excellent outside shooters in Barton and Bauer there that I know of. And the younger Bauer, I'm not sure what kind of shooter he is, but obviously this is going to make Santa Ana Christian tough not only this year but next year as well, as both those Bauer kids will be back. Warriors will start Sam White, Zach Blake, Tommy Jackson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr tonight. No Jason Nelson. He's out sick, didn't make the trip, and that's a pretty big blow for the Warriors. Jason has really been the playmaker in the half-court offense for them.
He's kind of the glue and calming, kind of keeps things together on the floor.
Yeah, who would have thought Jason Nelson was going to be the one we said is the mature leader on the floor? He's a goofy kid. He's a fun kid to be around. But he really does have a calming influence on the team when he's out there. He'll back it out, slow things down, and he just really seems to make excellent decisions with the ball in his hands, whether to shoot, drive, pass, or back it out and set things back up. He has really shown himself to be a mature young player this year, stepping into a starting role after being a kind of a 6th, 7th guy off the bench last year. This year, stepping up, playing that small forward position, really doing it well. But no Jason Nelson tonight.
He really has been the most unselfish player, too, as far as dishes and getting assists. And they were working this week with moving him to point guard, so it was going to be an interesting game tonight having him at point guard.
Well, maybe we'll see him Friday night at home against Sheridan at the point guard position a little bit, which is nice because it allows your two best shooters on your team to play off the ball, and that creates a lot of matchup issues, especially against zones. If you get a little penetration from the guard and you've got two excellent three-point shooters in White and Blake out there, that really changes things. But Warriors are going to have a handful tonight. The nice news is they do get Tyler Parr back. Parr's been out for an extended period of time between being sick and on vacation. Ron had a chance to watch them practice this week. Ron, what impressions were you left with?
He's been shot the ball very well in practice, but we'll see. Games are different things.
Well, getting your game legs back, right? When you haven't played for a couple of weeks in a real game, it's different than a practice.
He's capable of playing a lot of confidence. I mean, a starting quarterback for 9 games in football. And can move very agile.
And he might be the highest percent three-point shooter on the team this year.
Yes.
It's got to be pretty close. And Tyler, if you haven't watched Tyler shoot, he shoots extremely fundamentally sound. That ball, it's like somebody said, here's how to shoot a basketball, shoot it that way every time.
Yep.
And he does. And that leads to really uncannily good results, you know, when that ball is always right in the middle of his forehead, elbows underneath the ball, gets a good follow-through, and rarely forces a shot. He just doesn't try to do too much on the floor. All right, we're just about ready to go here. We're going to take one more quick commercial break and be back with the start of this exciting West Valley League boys varsity action between your Warriors and the Santa Ana Christian Eagles.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
All right, Warrior fans, welcome back. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you live from Santa Ana Christian High School, where the Warrior boys are being introduced right now. Sam White, Zach Blake, Tommy Jackson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr will be the starting lineup tonight. No Jason Nelson, so Tommy Jackson stepping back up. He was replacing Tyler Parr for a couple of weeks. Now he's replacing Jason Nelson, and what Tommy brings, it's a different skill set than Jason has, but Tommy brings flat-out blue-collar hustle. He will get his hands on a lot of basketballs on the offensive and defensive glass, and he doesn't demand the ball on offense. He just gets out there and makes things happen. That blue-collar kind of hard hat, take your lunch to work type of guy. And this is going to be a challenge tonight. Santa Ana Christian playing some good basketball, just one loss on the year, and they are have a couple of veterans. They've got two seniors, Sam Barton, who's an excellent shooter, number 10, and Grant Carley, who's an outstanding point guard, number 20, a 6-foot senior. And then Otis, 5'11", junior guard, has a lot of playing experience. He played quite a bit as a sophomore last year. And then the two transfers, I believe, the Bauer kids, come in at, I don't know if they're the transfer ones or not, but he did say he had two transfers that really helped him out a lot, 6'6 and 6'4, and the Bauer boys happen to be 6'6 and 6'4. Zach Bauer, the 6'6 junior, and Josh Bauer, the 6'4 freshman.
It's always tough to win at this gym, too.
It is. Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of team they have.
It's a home court advantage. It's always been Santa Ana Christian.
They always play well here. And if you've never been in this gym, it's one end is a white wall with banners hanging on it, and the other end is a mural that's black and red with an eagle, bald eagle on it. It is interesting, to say the least. All right. Warriors set to jump this up. It's going to be Zach Bauer jumping against Kodiak Yeager. Yeager giving up a solid 3 or 4 inches out there in the center circle. All right, here we go, folks. We are underway. Ball's up, and Yeager wins the tap over to White. White up the left side, penetrates into the lane, slips, gets it over to Jackson. He kicks it back out to Blake. Blake looks at the three, won't take it. 2-3 zone here for the Eagles. White with it now on the left angle. White drives in, gets in there with the left hand, misses. Jackson tips it once, can't hang on to it. Blake chases it down. Nice job, Tommy Jackson, to keep that alive. Blake with it on the right wing, penetrates down to the baseline, back out to Yeager, takes the three from the right angle. Good! Kodiak Yeager getting things started with the first basket of the game.
Good hustle. Tommy Jackson did a good job keeping the ball alive that Zach picked up.
Carley with it on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Blake picking up Carley. Works off a high screen. Now they hook it back. That's
Shooter.
Barton for three. Rims it in.
Shooter. They just
can't leave Barton. Yep, can't leave Barton alone. That was on the pick and roll. He set the screen and then popped off of it. Yeager on the baseline. 18-footer. No good. Short. Rebound by Bauer. Zach Bauer. He slows it down at half court. Now brings it up. Jackson trying to pick him up. He spins back to the right hand. Goes down the lane. Nice spin move. Kind of a Josh Wart spin move there. He misses. And Jackson with the rebound. White. Out in the corner to Yeager. Yeager with the only points of the night so far for the Warriors. Jackson, 17-footer, straight on, rims around, won't stay, and Zach Bauer with the rebound. Ahead to Otis. Otis on the left wing, slows it down as the Warriors get back in transition defense. Out to Barton. He'll give it to Carley, and they'll set things up again. Grant Carley, the senior point guard, works left, gets a little pick there from Bauer and then steps back and takes the 18-footer. Nelson, Coach Nelson begging for the moving screen there and didn't get it. Down at the other end, Jaeger shuffles it out to White. Corner three, no good.
Tyler
Parr with a left-hander. Rebound up and in and draws the foul. Tyler Parr with just a flat-out hustle play.
Nice hustle. Really nice hustle.
Came down the left side of the lane, grabbed that missed three-point shot by Sam, and it came off nice and soft off the rim. It didn't take a long bounce. And Parr coming down that left side, caught it about 6 feet from the basket, took it up with the left hand, scored, and drew contact as the Eagles were out of position. Game tied at five, Parr to the line to try to change that. And buries it. Three-point play, Tyler Parr. Warriors up 6-5. Josh Bauer brings it up. 6'4" freshman, Jaeger on him. Swings it out to Otis. Now back to Bauer. Bauer dribbles right, and we're going to have a hand check on Jaeger. Whoa. Boy, we didn't see that call once in the girls' game, and they get Jaeger for a little hand check on the hip. We saw way more contact all girls' game long.
They're going to have to adjust from that Portland officials-type game last week to this one.
Carly triggers it in to Josh Bauer. The freshman with it. Gives the signal for the play. They want to go low post, right side to his brother. Back out to Carly for three. No good. Oh. Jackson tips it. Otis gets the rebound. Otis to Josh Bauer. Bauer swings it over to Zach Bauer. Deep three. No good. He got hit in the head on that loose ball. Was kind of rubbing the side of his head. Put up the three anyway and airballed it. Blake with it. Crosses over, gets in the lane. Spins to the hoop. His shot might have been affected by Bauer. Bauer in the open court. Leaves it for Carly. Carly to Otis, and there's a basket. That's a good fast break right there. 7-6. Warriors down one here. 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Sammy with it. Top of the key extended against this zone. Kind of a little matchup zone in the high post there. They want to deny the pass into the high post. Blake drives down the left side. Nowhere to go, pulls up on the baseline and buries the 15-footer on the left baseline. Yep. He was just looking for an opening. There wasn't anything there until he dribbled along the baseline. 8-7 Warriors, under 5 to go here in the first quarter. Otis looking for a cutter, not there. Now he hits Bauer popping out. Bauer swings it to Carly. Carly on the left wing, hits the cutter. Barton lays it up with the left hand. Tyler Parr got caught trailing Barton. Barton's got 5 in the game. There's a Carly knockaway on the sideline as the Warriors try to push the ball up quickly. 9-8 Sandingham Christian. Josh Wart coming into the game. They're trying to get some length in here. It's going to come in for Tyler. And this might be part of trying not to give Tyler too many minutes too quickly here and get him too tired.
I don't think he liked his defense.
He was trailing on that defense. But it might be bad design also not have him play too many minutes in a row here coming off of 2 weeks off. White. Bounce pass out in the corner to Blake. Fakes the three. Got Carly on him. Loses the ball. White chases it down. White works up the left sideline to the foul line. Puts the brakes on. Pulls up from the corner and can't hit it. Loose ball chased down by Bauer. Bauer out in the corner to Otis. Otis fakes and traveled. Nice job by Sam to close out on him. 9-8 SC. Midway through the first quarter. Warriors basketball. Pace of this game, pretty intense so far, Ron.
Compared to the girls, it's not even.
Blake with it on the left wing extended. Goes low post to Ward. He backs down Bauer, turns, shoots. Off the glass and in. One freshman against another. And Josh Ward with his first basket.
A lot of confidence.
Absolutely. 6-4 against 6-4 then, too. These two kids are going to be battling for three more years after this, aren't they? A couple of young guns here. Bauer with it on the left wing, hits
trailing
his brother
again.
Cutting, and again, that's Josh Wart trailing this time, and Josh Bauer with his first basket in league action. Warriors with it, down one, 11-10, Blake drives baseline, kicks it to Wart, Wart tries to drive, kicks it out to Jaeger, Jaeger takes a dribble and then gives it to White out by the center circle. White balances up the floor here, they get the call, Utah from the sideline, Coach Nelson. The high screen, White works down the left side, steps back from 15, short. Bauer with the rebound, Zach Bauer. Bauer brings it up himself. Highly skilled 6'6 player crosses over, kicks it out in the corner for Otis for three. No good. Ball tipped by Barton. Loose ball on the floor. Dugout. Tommy Jackson, of course. Yes. Jackson gets tied up with Barton. He helps him up. They slap each other on the shoulder and say, good hustle. And that'll be Santiam Christian ball in the alternating possession. Good job by Tommy Jackson. Eagles with it on the baseline, left side of the key. They get it in. Barton, or Bauer, and Zach Bauer lays it up and in. Just a little lob pass right there to that left block, and he hooks a shot over Wart. Warriors down three, 13-10. Blake with it. Crosses over, top of the key. Works his way to the left angle. Now he's got a mismatch, pulls up from 21. Oh, way strong there, and the ball out of bounds off of Bauer's hands. Zach Bauer had inside position, but the ball was so poorly shot, I think it got on his hands too quick. Zach Watson into the game. Another senior replaces Barton. So they lose some shooting as Barton goes out of the game. He's got 5 points so far. 2 out of 2 shooting. Jaeger out on top to White. 2-3 matchup zone for the Eagles here. White goes out in the corner to Wart on the right side. Wart drives, takes it all the way with the left hand, lays it up and in! Oh my goodness, Josh Wart took the freshman, Josh Bauer, off the drive from the three-point line and finger rolled it in, Ron.
Beautiful drive.
2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 13-12, Warriors down one.
That's
this time
defense.
Some help defense on that tray, on that circle cut there.
Nice.
Watson, his shot blocked. They're going to get Blake hitting him on the side of the head. He got a piece of the ball, but then must have followed through and hit him. Blake's first foul. Watson to the line to shoot two with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second team foul on the Warriors, just one on SC. Watson at the foul line, hits the first. Balanced scoring by both teams. Nobody with more than four, or I guess Barton has 5 points, but that's the leading scorer for either team. Wart with four to lead the Warriors so far. And Jaeger was in early, but it didn't matter because Watson hit the foul shot. Warriors down three. Late in the first quarter, there's a lob to Jaeger, top of the key. Crosses over, pulls up at the foul line, and buries it. Little rhythm dribble. Jaeger with five. 15-14, Eagles. Barton swings it over. Not Barton, excuse me. Carly swings it now. Left side, Carly with it. Carly working on Blake. Hits Otis popping out top of the key. Swings it right side. Bauer goes down low to his brother, Zach Bauer. Back out on top. Otis for three. No good. White with a long rebound. He'll slow it down. Brings it across half court to Blake. Blake gets an open look from three-point range right side. No good. Bauer with the rebound. Zach Bauer comes flying out of there, weaving up the floor. It's a two-on-two break. He gets in deep, misses the shot. Tommy Jackson with the air ball rebound. Nice job by the Warriors to get back on defense. Force a tough shot for Bauer. Wart in the mid post on the right got side, spins back, and they're going to get him for a travel. Boy, that looked pretty good, but he must have drugged that pivot foot on that reverse pivot. He started left, spun back to the to his right side and the left hand with his back to the basket, laid it up and in, but must have drugged that right pivot foot. Had a pretty advanced move for a freshman. You don't see a lot of freshmen try a reverse pivot in traffic like that. Otis, left angle, three, short. Bauer high for the rebound. Jackson challenges his shot and gets the rebound. Jackson took away the lay-in by challenging the shot. Tommy with excellent defense.
Should play for the last one.
15-14, under 30 seconds to go now. Blake backs it out by half court. The Eagles will be content to let you bring this down. They don't care. They're a patient team on the defensive end. They'll pack that zone in and make you earn it. White with it, 15 seconds. There's a tip pass. Blake gets it. Blake working on Josh Bauer. Crosses him over. Gets in deep. Now backs it out to Jaeger. 6 seconds. Jaeger with a drive. Tipped away from behind. And for some reason, Bauer thought there was no time left. He heaved one up from three-quarter court. He had 2 seconds left on the clock, and he had a teammate up floor. All right. After 8 minutes, folks, we have ourselves a good one. 15-14 in favor of Santiam Christian. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes on the clock here to start the second quarter. Ron and I just talking on the break there about the most impressive offensive player on the floor in the first quarter by far was Josh Ward. Josh had a nice post move inside and then had a great drive from the wing with a left hand, finished it with a little finger roll at the front of the rim, and had another great move but drug his pivot foot just a little bit. But his footwork is so advanced for being a freshman in high school. White with the drive, shovels it to Wart. Wart takes it up strong. Missed that one. Ball tipped loose, and Carley comes down with it in the open floor. Jaeger back. Otis takes it up. There's a shovel pass back to back to Watson. He puts it up. Misses. There's a block shot inside by Wart. They're going to call a foul. Oh, Josh Wart went straight up and blocked Zach Bauer's putback attempt. Boy, oh boy, I'd like to see a replay on that one. Wart went straight up, got the ball as it was leaving Bauer's hand. Josh Wart, you compare this with how he played in the first couple games of the season, and it's no comparison at all. Josh looks like an advanced varsity player now. First couple of games, he looked a little lost out there. Now he's looking like a veteran. Bauer hits the first. Misses the second. And the rebound pulled down by Josh Bauer. Pass tipped out. White with a steal. White up the left side. And we've got a reach-in foul on Carley, who has the Kodiak Jaeger look of disbelief that a foul could ever be called on him. Warrior basketball, far side of the court from us. Warriors going left to right in front of us here. We're behind the scorer's table. White works to the right. All the fans are on the opposite side of the floor. Cross court pass to Blake. Deep on the left side. Blake swings it back to White. White, top of the key, shovels it to Jaeger. Jaeger goes baseline, pulls up from 15. No Josh. Good. Wart with the rebound. Up strong. Misses the putback. Gets it back. Puts it in. Josh Wart banging the offensive glass with two rebounds and the putback. He's got six in the game. He leads all scorers, does the freshman.
He's missed two lay-ins.
And he's shaking his head out of frustration because he's missed two lay-ins.
Yes.
Tyler Parr coming back into the game here briefly. Probably going to get Tommy Jackson, who's played a lot of good minutes here. Santiam Christian working the ball around the perimeter. This is a great motion offense they run, Ron. Just
well, we've done a better job of not giving that underneath trail shot.
They work it in. They work it back out to Carley. He backs things out. Great man-to-man defense here for the Warriors early in the second quarter. Carley works left. Head fake, goes baseline, little floater. That's a beautiful shot from Grant Carley. He's got four in the game, and they're back up 18-16. Blake. Right angle extended, goes down low. It's a 1-3-1. Yep, zone now. Wart tied up as he gets trapped down in the right corner.
Didn't recognize the change in defense.
Yep, exactly right, Ron. They went to it from a 2-3 to a 1-3-1. They trapped that corner pass, and Josh didn't see it coming. So now he'll know, hopefully. Got to be a quick learner in basketball. Don't want to make the same mistake twice. Carley brings it up. Warriors down two. Early in the second quarter, Carley works the left side, trying to go low, but Bauer gets it to him. Wart, good defense on him.
Get his hands off.
Well, Bauer, not sure what to do, gives it up. Now he reposts. Now he pops out. He's going to set a screen. Carley works left, and we're going to have a hand check on Blake. Putting his hand right on the hip of Carley as he's driving, and that'll get you every time.
Consistent on that call.
Yep. Going to be Eagles basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Bauer. Bauer out to Otis. Otis goes down on the corner to Carley. Now they throw low post to Bauer, tipped away by Wart, saved by Blake. White with the ball. Nice job, Josh Wart, to tip that away and Blake to get the save there. Sammy, a little too much dribbling, gives it up. Blake, 25-footer out top, hits it! Blake from way downtown, Ron. I don't know if I could throw a basketball that far, let alone shoot it.
And it's high, too. It's way up the rafters.
A solid 25-foot jump shot going Damian Lillard on the Eagles there to make it a 19-18 Warrior lead. Josh Bauer drives.
Oh, he traveled.
Loses it.
Oh.
Going to get a foul called on Wart. That's going to be his second. He fumbled that ball on the way up, and they call Wart for the bump on the drive. Been the same official each time on that little bump call. So he's going to call that pretty tight. Josh Wart with two now.
Just make sure he calls it the other end.
Wart stays in the game. 19-18 Warriors. Josh has been outstanding so far.
This is trouble.
Bauer goes down low, takes an off-balance right-handed hook, misses it, par, tips it to Jaeger. Good defense by Wart not to foul and make that a tough shot. Bauer kid's a bit of a gunner, not shooting a high percentage so far. Jaeger out top with it, crosses over, gets it picked by Josh Bauer. Carly with it to Bauer. Josh Bauer works right, Jaeger on him. Jaeger has one foul in the game. Warriors have two guys with two fouls, Zach Blake and Josh Wart. Carly works off a high screen. Parr challenges the shot. He misses it. Blake with the rebound. Blake pushes quickly up the middle of the floor. Eagles back on defense. White drives in from the right side, pulls up, tries to bank it. No good. Wart banging, Jaeger banging. Wart with the rebound. Takes it up.
He got fouled.
And he's fouled. Josh Wart going to the line to shoot two.
Wow.
Well, he's doing a great job on the boards. What's he at for the game? Do you know? How many rebounds do you have him for?
Well,
three?
Just offensive boards. I don't have any no defense, but three offensive
three
boards.
Three offensive boards. So nice job by the freshman to bang in there. First free throw for Wart. Perfect.
Nice.
Nice to have a big guy that can really shoot foul shots.
I think you're flirting with it, leaving him in here with these two fouls. You got Tommy in there. But that's me.
It's a tough call to make because Wart's making a difference in the game.
Yes, he is.
Jackson did a good job in there, but he's not the offensive presence. Wart with 8 points leading all scorers here. When you got a freshman who can defend, rebound, and play the post like he can, and perfect. Here comes Jackson. So hopefully Wart won't pick up his third one here while we're waiting for Jackson to get in the game. That was a little indecision there. They should have put him in while he was at the line. Bauer turns, throws up a little hook shot over the top. That's Zach Bauer with his second basket. He's got 5 points. And Wart did a good job. Didn't want to challenge that shot too much and foul. Warriors up one, 21-20. 1-3-1 zone. White pulls up from three-point land. No good. Long rebound. Tyler Parr can't get it. Josh Bauer had it. Parr knocked it away. Oh, and that's a bad call because that was off of Parr. They give it back to the Warriors. And Jackson's in for Jaeger. So Wart's going to stay in with his two fouls. Coach Nelson trusting his freshman not to pick up that third foul here in the last 4 minutes of the second quarter.
It's a little lazy on defense. He puts his offhand on the guy's back. I'm worried about that quick call.
White with it on the right wing. Reverses it over to Blake. He looks at the 25-footer, doesn't take that one. Swings it back to White. White, foul line, gets in deep, shovels it to Wart. Wart gets it back out to Parr for three. Good! Tyler Parr, ring it up. 6 points in the game for Parr. He hits his first three-point attempt of the night, and what a great pass by the freshman to find. Wart got double-teamed inside. It was a good pass from Sammy to find Josh, and then he found the next pass. There's a ball tipped away. Jackson battling
bounds.
For it. It's going to be out of bounds.
Great ball.
Warrior basketball.
Tommy Jackson
forcing the turnover. I think somebody else had a tip. I think Sammy might have had a tip on that, but Jackson staying with it, tipped it again and forced the Bauer kid to lose it out of bounds. Warriors up 24-20. Wart drives baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. Yep, got in a little too deep there. And I think he didn't want to be too aggressive on the drive. He doesn't want to pick up an offensive foul. So he allowed himself to kind of get pushed too deep baseline and then stepped out of bounds. But you got to like that. He's a right-handed kid. He drove left hand from that baseline. Those moves are going to get better over time. Bauer with it on the left wing. He drives baseline, picks up his dribble out on top to Josh Bauer, fakes the
out of bounds.
Yep. Faked the shot, drove, dished, and Barton wasn't ready for it.
And Scott fouled him, screwed him up a little bit there, switched that 2-3 zone. They didn't recognize it.
Warriors with the ball. Jaeger going to come in probably and get Wart out of there. Playing with fire here with Wart with two fouls. Blake working off a little high pick from Jackson. Goes baseline, hooks a pass back for Wart. It tipped out of bounds. And now Jaeger will come in. And he's getting Josh. So Josh Wart leaving the game gets a nice round of applause from the fans. 8 points in the first half for Josh Wart. and at least three rebounds. Just done a fantastic job there tonight for the Warriors against a long and good, fundamentally sound Santiam Christian team. Blake with it out on the left wing, working on Josh Bauer. 5'10 on 6'4, spins past him, gets inside, lays it up, and won't stay in. Jackson with a rebound, puts it up and in! And he's fouled! Tommy Jackson doing the job in there. And hey, did we call that in the pregame or what, about what Tommy brings to the floor? That is some great hustle. Never gives up on it, keeps the ball high. He'll tip it once, twice, until he can try to get a handle on it.
And he's 2 to 3 inches shorter than the
Bauer kid.
The Bauer boys, yeah.
Just hustle, hustle, hustle. And boy, how do you quantify that in the stat sheet?
Nice free throw, too.
Knocks down the free throw. Jackson with a three-point play. The Warriors extend 27-20.
Check it out. See, they switched to 2-3 zone, and they didn't recognize it last time.
Josh Bauer on the right wing. Goes high post. They go low post. There's the shot. There should have been a foul there. Nothing. 30 gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. That's Zeke Gilbert into the game. He missed the first one, got his own rebound, and put it back up. He was fouled that first one. Warriors got away with one. White, three-pointer, right angle. No good. Jackson going to be over the back on that one. Jackson with a push in the back, trying to get every single rebound. Dennis Rodman style. He's the closest thing I've seen to a Rodman player in high school. He's not the tallest power forward. He just gets in there and scraps, and it's really hard to quantify what he does in the stat sheet. I mean, he gets a lot of rebounds, but there's so many tipped balls. And
switch back to man.
Warriors in man defense, as Ron said. Carly with it, works off the high screen. Now goes high mid-post to Bauer. He turns, goes up with the left hand, and scores. Zach Bauer with 7 points. They cut it down to three, 27-24. A couple of baskets in a row there. Blake steps in. Good pump fake. Missed the shorty. Jackson can't hang on to it. Off of Jackson and out of bounds. Tom Jackson working underneath there.
Blake had a wide open 8-footer. I mean, nobody on it.
That was a great head fake he gave at about the foul line, then stepped through, but just left it a little short on that leaner. Warriors still in man defense. Carly.
Going to go to the big guy.
They're going to go to him just about every time down the floor if they can. He's a pretty good mismatch. And right now, Blake on Bauer. Now he switches with Jackson. Bauer catches it. Jackson right in his face. Bauer backs his way down. Gets double teamed. Kicks it out. Three-point attempt. No good from Ben Galceran into the game. White with it. Brings it up. Pulls up from 17 and rims it. Won't stay. Jaeger chases it. Parr gets it. White, top of the key. Fakes the three. Now he drives. Gets inside. Tries to kick it out. He shuffled his feet. Sam White really struggling here on the offensive end right now.
Too much dribble.
Coach Nelson telling Sam just to calm down, just slow down. It's all right. Don't be frustrated. Let the game come to you. Warriors still in man-to-man. Carly working on White. Swings it right side to Josh Bauer out on top now. Now they go down low, and they've got a kicked ball. Parr kicked that entry pass attempt by Gilbert. 34 and a half seconds left to go. First half, 27-24 Warriors. Carly will inbound. Get it into Gilbert, back to Carly. Warriors in man-to-man. White picks up Carly out 23, 24 feet from the basket. Carly drives to the foul line, doubled, dishes it off. They go down in the corner. Josh, and that's a bounce, and it hit the support system. So Josh Bowers, three-point attempt, no good. Hit the back rim, went straight up. And the Warriors will play for the final shot of the first half. 15 seconds to go. White with it. Sammy scoreless here in the first half. Blake just with five. But Josh Wart with 8 points. White drives, gets all the way in with the left hand, and scores! Sam White taking him off the dribble all the way in with the left hand. 2 seconds to go. They throw it up from half court. No good off the glass for Carly. And after two, the Warriors take the lead 29-24 into halftime, outscoring Santiam Christian 15-9 in that second quarter. We're going to take a quick break and be back with some stats for you and some ideas about what to look for in the second half right after this message on KLYC McMinnville. Sorry about that dead air there, folks. I got interrupted by a couple of female basketball players over here, Rosenbaum and Clark, harassing Ron and I here.
Yeah, and Clark was looking for some money.
Yeah, I don't know why. Tell her to pack a lunch. That's what we tell her at home. All right, halftime here. The Warriors leading the Sandingham Christian Eagles 29-24 in a very, very well-contested first half. There's a lot of length on the floor for both of these teams. Josh Wart playing a lot of minutes in the first half and leading the Warriors in scoring with 8 points. Tyler Parr with six, Jaeger and Blake with five each, Jackson with three, and White with two. So excellent balance for the Warriors, not relying just on the three-point shot. Only three threes in the first half. For Sandingham Christian, Zach Bauer with seven, Carly four, Barton five, Josh Bauer two, Gilbert two, Watson two, Otis two for their 24 points. Hopefully I got them all there. So, Ron, talk to me about rebounding stats there in the first half.
Well, the first quarter, which Bauer is 23? I lost.
That's Zach Bauer.
He clearly dominated. He had six rebounds and was just involved in just any loose ball. Second quarter, he only got one rebound. I attribute that to having Josh and Wart in the ball game and doing a good job of keeping him off the boards, because the defensive boards he was getting underneath the hoop, Josh was corralling those and putting them back up.
How many offensive rebounds for Josh there? Three?
Just three, but those were all points.
And also doing the job on the boards for the Warriors, Tommy Jackson.
Tommy Jackson, yep.
He had three defensive rebounds there in the first quarter. And two more rebounds in the second. So five boards for Jackson in the first half.
And there's a couple times where he hustled, didn't get the rebound, but the ball was loose and they
couldn't corral it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's really hard to quantify in the stat sheet all the little things he does. He is constantly getting a hand on a ball, loose balls. He's on the floor diving for everything. He is just the consummate hustle, rebounding, defensive player, and contributed with a three-point play on an offensive rebound putback.
And I'm pretty sure the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, he was the one that was keeping Zach Bauer in check defensively.
So the Warriors with a really good first half overall. They fell behind a little bit. They were down, I think the most they were down was 19-16 at one point. But from that point on, outscored the Eagles 13-5 to finish out the second quarter. So outstanding job by the Warriors. They mix up some defensive looks. We haven't seen any full court pressure by the Warriors, but we've seen man-to-man. We've seen 1-3-1. We've seen some 2-3. And the same thing for Sandingham Christian. They've mixed it up as well.
I think we have to do that mix up on defense, because if we have besides Josh, the difference offensively, defensively, we're quicker with those three guards running around causing havoc with Blake and Sam and Tyler. Defensively, they changed the game in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Warriors, it took them some time to kind of figure out that zone a little bit and how to get the shots they wanted, but you just got to be patient. You know, one of the things, and, you know, when we were growing up, Ron, there was a lot more zone defense because there was no three-point line.
Right.
And you had to be patient as an offense. You couldn't just come down and get a couple dribbles and a shot against the zone. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
You'll end up missing shots and never getting an offensive rebound. And so that's something that we don't see a lot of really good zones some years because teams want to be able to guard that three-point line more. And it's hard to guard the three-point line and play a zone.
I think we'd both like to see Sam do what he did on that last possession, where he's patient with the dribble, takes what they give him, and can get to the rim. He can get to the rim. So yep. Can Blake get to the rim.
And without overcommitting themselves so that they don't have an option on the way in. Sam was totally under control. He could have passed that ball if the defense had made it over.
Right.
I mean, we all know, you know, it's frustrating to watch somebody drive and be out of control because the teammates can't benefit from that at all. But Sammy, like you said, outstanding drive there to end the second quarter for the Warriors.
And really the second quarter difference was our advantage in rebounding. We out-rebounded them 10-4. So second shots, good hustle, and not giving them second shots.
All right, we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. since 1964. You get quality because we care.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorize shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the third quarter here from Santa Ana Christian High School, just north of Corvallis, where your Warriors lead the Eagles 29-24 in a very exciting and fast-paced and aggressive first half of basketball. So Warriors, a little bit of foul trouble. Blake and Wart both with two fouls. Zach, I'm not too worried about, but Josh, definitely going to have to be careful when he's in the game not to pick up a quick foul. And, and he's got his hands full. The Bauer kid is a couple inches taller than he is and a very skilled kind of mid to low post player. A nice shooting touch.
He's so good offensively, he can't be making dumb fouls on defense.
Right.
He needs to just move his body. And if the guy makes a shot, he makes a shot. You can't.
Exactly. You're not going to stop every shot in high school basketball against a good post player. All right.
He is a definite threat on offense.
Well, and he's an excellent rebounder. And
yes.
So having him on the floor changes things. He gets rebounds easily, whereas Jackson and Yeager have to work for him. Warriors ball to start the second half. White penetrates in, puts the brakes on, steps back, banks it off, won't stay.
Tommy.
Yeager puts it up, won't stay. Jackson puts it up. He's fouled.
Wow.
Tommy Jackson. Once again, Yeager with an offensive rebound, put back, miss. Jackson gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. What else is new, Ron? Jackson with a rebound.
Both those guys are capable of that kind of workman type. That's when Yeager plays the best, when he's playing like that and not worrying about fouls.
Jackson misses the first one at the foul line. One more. That was the second foul on Carly, point guard for the Eagles. Jackson misses a pair. Bauer with the rebound. golden opportunity there for the Warriors to extend their lead. Bauer, dribble drive all the way in, runs into Jackson. Offensive foul! And there's the one. Tommy Jackson taking the charge from Bauer as Bauer just slithered his way down the lane.
He did. I mean, it was an offensive foul. There was
easy call. But nice job by Jackson to step in there, hold his ground, and take the punishment.
That's two on him. That's going to be down the stretch here.
That's that football player mentality right there. Jackson, a good defensive back for the Warriors football team the last couple of years. Trying to clean up a little sweat underneath the basket there where Jackson went down. Warriors basketball on the turnover. White brings it up quickly across half court to Parr on the right wing. Parr out on top to Jaeger. Jaeger fakes the pass left, drives down right, loses it. Josh Bauer with the rebound. He drives in with the left hand. Nice pass, left short by Otis, and the rebound pulled out of there by White. Jackson with a tip.
Yeah.
Parr with it on the left wing. Back out on top to White. Pulls up three-point range. Yep. Buries it, top of the key, Sammy White. 5 points in the game for Sam. The Warriors up 32-24. Josh Bauer fakes the three out on top to Carly. Carly backs it out, swings it over to Otis. Otis just missed a gimme lay-in that Jackson tipped and White got the rebound on. They run that curl screen. Jackson just plows through Barton to stay with his man. Barton on the right wing with it. Swings it out on top. Bauer, deep three, no good. And Parr with the rebound. Flips it over to Blake. Power through a double team there to get that ball to Zach. Blake with it. Drives, pulls up on the baseline, 10-footer, no good.
Tommy.
Jackson with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Jaeger with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Barton cleans the glass up for the Eagles. Two good looks there for the Warriors. And I'm guessing that Coach McClain not real happy about the rebounding here. Bauer, baseline jumper, no good. So Zach Bauer missed a couple of good looks here. There's a pass ahead. Blake to Jaeger. Fakes once. Goes up. Lays it up and in. Faked with the left hand. Went back to the right hand and laid it up. A nice jump stop by Jaeger on the break. Warriors up 10. They lob inside. Barton on Parr. Lays it up. No good.
Tommy Jackson.
Jackson gets the rebound. Ahead to Blake. Or to White. White with it. Goes behind his back. Top of the key. Swings it to Parr on the left wing. Parr looking for a cutter. Goes out on top to Blake. Blake with it, working on Carly, gets past him, in, up and under, it's going to be an offensive, no, it's going to be a blocking foul, and Blake will go to the line to shoot two. Boy, that was tough.
He moved his body and got slivered between two guys. And
the official was definitive about it. He had no question in his mind that he saw Barton sliding over. Nice job by Blake to be aggressive. Could have been Blake's third foul.
Free throws.
Blake, excellent foul shooter. He and White both. One of the best things about these young men, not only are they good ball handlers and good three-point shooters, but if you put them on the line, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, same thing with Jason, who's not here tonight. He's a good foul shooter.
Right, you think about how well the Warriors are playing without one of their real key players.
Yes.
But Coach Nelson got to be thrilled about the effort so far. 36-24, Warriors up. 5:45 left to go, third quarter. Otis on the right wing. Now they're in a 2-3 zone, Ron. They go high post to... Now he kicks it back out to Otis on the right wing.
Ooh.
Ball knocked away by Blake. Otis gets it
there
back,
it
lobs. And Sammy had a hand on it. Carly tipped it off of Sam's face and out of bounds. Warriors go back to man-to-man now.
Switched it up.
And a 30-second timeout taken by Santiam Christian and Coach McClain. Warriors up 12, 36-24. And more importantly, they're up 7-0 in this quarter, Ron.
And this is a key. I'm not being prejudiced or anything, but we've got 9 rebounds to their 0.
Yeah, and so what do you think the conversation was in halftime? Energy, energy, energy. Just keep crashing the boards, box out, play defense, get after every loose ball, and that's what we're seeing is we're just flat out hustling them in this quarter.
Yeah.
And the Bauer kid, Zach Bauer, 0 for 3 this quarter, I believe, maybe 0 for 4.
He's shooting shots we want him to shoot. They're not quick, close to the basket. Yeah,
quick shooting.
But there's nothing in the key. They're all long bombers.
Yep,
if he wants to make one from out there, I'll let him.
Yep. He hurt us when he went to the mid and low post in the first half.
All that stuff inside.
Mm-hmm. And clearly he's a kid that can shoot. There's no question about it. He's a talented kid. But so far tonight, he hasn't been able to connect on anything outside of the lane. Josh Bauer inbounds. Carly with it. Warriors.
We are.
I thought we were man-to-man. We're in a zone. We're in a 1-3-1. We were going to be a man-to-man. Now we're 1-3-1. They swing it.
Traveled.
Josh Bauer drives in, kicks it back out to Otis. He goes baseline, little floater there. That's a tough shot. He makes it. Patrick Otis with 4 points in the game. They cut it to 10. That was a nice baseline drive and floater, but that's a tough shot, and we'll give that to him. Blake crosses over, gets in the lane, steps back. Ooh. Now out to White. White and Blake put so much pressure on the defenders because of their ball handling skills. Jaeger sets it back up to White. White working on Otis, man-to-man defense. He gets into the lane, steps back, goes low to Jaeger, back out to Parr, top of the key, three-pointer. No good. And the rebound by Carly. Carly bounce pass ahead to Otis. Otis takes it in strong, misses. They'll get White for the body down low. That's a good call. White with his first foul, I believe, of the game. First team foul of the half on the Warriors. But that'll put Otis on the line to shoot, too. Good foul shooter. Patrick Otis, 5'11", the junior guard. And here comes Josh Wart.
Offense.
First one by Otis is good. Jackson out, Wart in. And Otis will have one more. Takes a couple of dribbles, spins the ball back to himself, eyes it, and buries it. The Warriors lead now cut down to 8. 4 straight points for the Eagles. Warriors had a nice burst to start this quarter, a 7-0 run. White backs it out by the center circle. They set up their offense against this man-to-man Eagles defense. Blake with it on the left wing, lob it in the high post to Jaeger. Jaeger back out to White, 24-footer straight on, no good. Warren with the rebound, loses it. Carly gets it back. He tried to do a power dribble and just lost the ball. Carly ahead to Josh Bauer, he goes baseline, pulls up, lobs it back out to Zach Bauer. Bauer takes a 21-footer. Good.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time before he connected. He's got a nice shooting stroke. We watched him warm up before the game. He's a confident shooter. And I think he's got the green light every time he's got the ball in his hands. The lefty nails the 21-footer top of the key. Down the corner, Jaeger for three. No good. And the long rebound to Otis. After that timeout, they've done a much better job of boxing out. Carly pushes it up the left side, bounce pass, top of the key. Josh Bauer, three-pointer, good. I think Scott might need a timeout here pretty soon. Leads a 10-0 run for the Eagles, and it's 36-34. Scott calls out what he wants.
Settle for those long three-pointers and got nobody inside to rebound.
And they've done a better job of boxing out when the shots got up. They were boxing out the guard position. White, we're going to have a moving screen on Jaeger.
Yeah.
White trying to come underneath that screen and pop out. Jaeger put a little extra block into it. Second foul on Kodiak. Second team foul on the Warriors. Warriors up two. Had a 12-point lead just about 2.5 minutes ago.
10-0 run.
A couple of three-pointers, one by each of the Bowers, aiding that run. Josh Bauer, left wing. Goes high post to Zach. They go down low. Reverse lay-in. No good. And then the shot blocked by Jaeger. Parr comes out of there with the rebound. That was Gilbert on the reverse lay-in attempt. White leaves it for Parr. Parr takes a three-pointer. He's fading left on that, though. Didn't get his feet squared up on that one. And Tyler, so fundamentally sound with his release, let his body drift to the left on that. Gilbert takes a three top of the key. He misses. And the Gilbert inside gets stripped and a foul called. I think that might be on Jaeger as well. Nope. It's going to be on Tyler Parr. Got Parr's first of the game. Three fouls on the Warriors now.
I don't think that was a shooting foul.
Gilbert will go to the line to shoot two. 6'4 junior post. Rims the first one all the way around twice, and it drops in. Parr out, Jackson in. Tyler's struggling a little bit with his shot here in the third quarter. That last one, he just rushed. Didn't get his feet set completely. Second one for Gilbert. Up and bangs it around and in. So they've tied it up on a 12-0 run. Warriors need to find their rhythm at both ends of the floor here. Blake works his way left to the key. Swings it back out on top to White.
Really, really bad mismatch inside. Oh, now it's back.
Bort in the low post with it, turns back to the right hand, easy, lays it up and in.
Oh, my
He has
goodness.
Such a nice drop step, doesn't he? He just covers so much ground, creates a little space, and his soft shooting touch around the rim. Warriors in man-to-man defense.
Oh,
Carley drives all the way in and lays it up and in. No switch on defense there. Carley, 6 points in the game. White comes back the other way, pulls up, elbow jumper. Good! Sam White knocks it down. Boy, the Warriors could use some good shooting out of Sammy. Carley drives baseline, wild shot, and Jackson ties up inside. Ball's loose, picked up inside by Otis, by White, comes out of there, and he's fouled!
First down.
Oh, my goodness, that is correct, isn't it?
First down.
There were four guys that had that ball in their hands, bodies flying on the floor. Jackson went down, Otis went down, White went down. He came out of there with the ball, and the senior running back
he was
broke
off,
out of there.
He was off for a touchdown.
He was.
They could have. I mean, what do you do? There's no fouls. I mean, everybody's body on body, but the ball's just rolling around.
There's 10 fouls, or there's none, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's fouls all over the place, but there's no foul called because it's just chaotic. Who would they call the foul on? It'd be a complete guessing game in there.
Yes.
There were six bodies around that ball constantly. Warriors basketball, though, after the foul called. Foul was called on 21, Josh. There's a shot inside by White. His shot blocked out of bounds by Josh Bauer. It was Bauer that got the foul called on. That's what I started to say. White with a nice drive, but he kind of left that shot out as he tried to get up and over Gilbert, and Josh Bauer came from behind and blocked it. White will inbound. Far side of the court. Gets it into Wart. Wart, ball knocked away and stripped by Carley, and a jump ball.
Yes.
He never saw Carley. He came down. Carley came from behind him, and the veteran just stripped the ball away, got it on the floor, and they both went down after it. Jump ball, alternating possession, goes to the Eagles. So rough possession there for the Warriors after a little momentum shift, it felt like.
Josh does have a bad habit of putting the ball down.
Softly.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to become stronger. Bauer steps back, hits a three. That's Zach Bauer. And they've got the lead, 41-40, and that gets the crowd really back into it. A 15-4 run. Missed shot at the other end for the Warriors. Here comes Josh Bauer with it, swings it ahead. Zach Bauer for another three, and another three is in. That kid can shoot the ball, and Coach Nelson needs a timeout. And Coach Nelson laying into Tommy Jackson here, letting him know that's your man. You cannot do that. And it gives him a little pat on the side. But he is emphatic about this. You have got to find Zach Bauer as he comes up the floor. He's just spotting up from 23 feet and letting it rip. That's the easiest shot in the world if nobody's coming out on you. In rhythm. And he's got the rhythm going.
I think
you've
got to get in his face to make him drive because I don't think he can drive.
Well, you definitely don't want to keep giving him open looks because right now we all know what a good shooter looks like when they get hot. And that's what Zach Bauer is. He's hit three threes in a row, and he had 5 points in the first half. He has 11 here in the third quarter, 16 overall in the game for Bauer, and they have a 44-40 lead. 53 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This is a 12-point Warrior lead. They're now down four, and that is if I'm correct in my math, I believe it's a 20-4 run for Santiam Christian.
36-24.
That is an impressive run, and the Warriors haven't helped it by not getting out on defense.
And we're quick shooting down on this other end with no rebounding. I don't think we have to do that. We're patient.
Blake with it. Hands off to Jaeger. Jaeger looking for a cutter. Goes high post to Wart. Wart works his way down. Spins back to the right hand. He's met, and it's going to be a foul on Gilbert. Nice, strong move by Wart. Gilbert came over to help. Josh is going to have to come up with a counter to that spin back to the right hand. He needs to give it a fake one way and go back to the left hand because the defense is starting to read that move.
Bauer checked him, but
Gilbert came across.
Got him underneath.
Wart to the line, hits the foul shot. Well, Josh has that move. He backs down. He starts to go back to his right hand or his right shoulder like he's going to go left, and then he spins back, takes a drop step with that right hand towards the basket, and he does it We've got a lane violation. Wart's going to get another attempt here at the foul line. He missed that one, but that won't count because White was in too early there. White jersey, I think it was Otis. But he's going to have a counter to that move. He's going to have to start to recognize the defense is sitting on that right hand. He's going to spin back to the left and finish. Wart at the line.
Get
chance to fix it,
short
but he
again.
Does the same thing, short. So Wart, one out of two from the foul line. Warriors down three, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Carley works off a high screen. Good point guard. Takes care of the basketball and gets it in the right hands. Now they give it to Bauer. Back to Carley, center circle. Coach wants one shot probably here. Maybe not. Carley goes left, kicks it back out. Bauer, one of the three, didn't take it. Goes back in the corner to Carley. Now he goes low post against White. But they double down on him. Back out to Carley for three. He hits it. That's some good basketball right there. Warriors have to pay extra attention to Bauer, and that leaves Carley alone for the three as Bauer kicks it out of the post and finds his point guard. Warriors down 47-41 after three. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
The ball again to start the
fourth quarter here. Fourth quarter. Warrior basketball as they trail 6 points going into the fourth quarter. What a turnaround there in that third quarter when Coach McLean called a timeout. I think it was about 5.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The Warriors had extended their halftime lead of 5 out to 12 with a 7-0 run to start the quarter. And he called a timeout and got his defense to pick up a little bit. They started boxing out and hustling a little bit more. The Warriors settled for quick shots, and then finally Bauer started to heat up.
And 23-5, we were outscored in that quarter.
White with it. No, we had seven. We had more than that. We had, maybe to end the quarter, that was
it
was.
Yeah.
Blake, 24-footer straight on, no good. And Bauer with the rebound. Bauer pushes it up the middle of the floor. Works in on Blake, steps through, left hand up and in. And not much that Blake could do about that other than not take the three at the other end. White gets himself into trouble, turns it over. Too much dribbling. Ball's loose on the floor, pushed ahead. There's a steal by Jaeger. Jaeger, bounce pass down in the corner to Wart. Now it's gotten ratty. Warriors not being careful with the basketball. Wart has to save it. He turns it over to Carley. Bauer works his way in, kicks it out to Josh Bauer. He drives baseline. Now out on top to Carley. 8-point lead for Santa Yam Christian. Carley works off a high screen, pulls up, 15-footer, buries it. That's the Grant Carley I remember from previous seasons. The kid's just a dynamite basketball player. He's been deferring most of this game. Now he's taking a little bit of that offensive load on himself. Warriors are down 10 after being up 12. White pulls up 3-pointer, and the Warriors aren't really running an offense now. They're settling for quick shots.
Yeah.
Carley with Bauer with it.
They got a good two-man game going over on that other side.
Yep, and they're just clearing out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
Carley
Bauer and Carley. They run Carley through now. Now they go on top. Swing it over to Carley on the right side. Carley with the dribble on top to Otis. Otis swings it over to Gilbert. Gilbert goes down low to Carley out on top. Josh Bauer with it. They're willing to run some clock. And we've got an offensive foul called on Carley as White was battling with him on the cut. Carley gave him a little shoulder. Oh, they called it on Gilbert, so it was a pick trying to get Carley free on the baseline. And you don't get that call unless you're fighting through it, which so good job by Sammy there. Warriors are down 10. 6 minutes and some change left to go here. Go high post to Wart. Wart turns, spins back. Now he fakes, goes back to the left hand.
Bad.
Fades, misses everything.
A lot of one-on-one basketball.
Yeah, they haven't run an offensive set. They've just run a play each time down and gotten a quick shot.
Yeah.
And you're not going to quick shoot your way back into this game, I don't think. Bauer goes down low to the other Bauer, and Zach pinned Kodiak behind him lays it up and in. So, big second half for Zach Bauer. Warriors take a timeout. Bauer had 5 at halftime. He has 15 here in the second half and 20 in the game. Warriors take a full timeout. We'll take one also. This is Amity Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. We are offline, Ron. Connect again here. I just touched something. I don't know what happened. All right. We're back, Warrior fans. I had a little technical difficulty there. I was trying to clean off my screen and I touched a button. And I don't know what button I touched, but it disconnected me there briefly. Warriors, after the inbound, get the ball knocked away as Parr trying to close out on it. Otis with good defense. And right now, this Eagles team playing with a different level of energy, right?
Inspired, yeah. Oh, your big guy makes threes. That's going to inspire you.
White with it out top. Gets past Josh Bauer, goes inside to Jaeger. Jaeger turns to the right hand, jump hook, leaves it short. Josh Bauer with the rebound. Bauer gets it to Carley. That's the safe thing to do.
Uh-oh.
I think I lost my encoder here, Ron. I don't think anybody's hearing me. I'm going to have to restart.
I see. If you're looking for faster.
All right. I am just not seen. I think I'm on, but I need somebody to tell me. There we go. All right. Sorry about that, folks.
Two free throws.
A little restart. Sam White makes two free throws while we were away there with some technical difficulties. My apologies there. Good job by Sammy to get himself to the line. Warriors down 13, 5 minutes to go. Carley with it, swings it left side. Bauer starts to drive, pulls up. They swing it right side to Otis, now back on top to Carley. He goes left corner, and it's picked off by Jaeger. Jaeger goes behind his back, loses it. White scrambles, gets it. There you have guys all over the place scrambling. The Warriors have to work the ball better around to take advantage of this scrambling defense. Blake, who's been quiet here in the second half, and we're going to have some technical fouls here, I think.
Yeah, we got it.
Jaeger and Gilbert mixing it up down there low, and I think they're going to call
double foul
probably on this.
And
it was getting pretty physical. I mean, Gilbert's a big kid, 6'4", physical player. Jaeger let his fighting for position down there low.
They may have seen him throw a punch.
I'm not sure if it was a punch or a shove.
Yeah.
It was definitely aggressive on Jaeger. I think they're going to end up calling it a double foul because they didn't know.
No.
They don't know what happened. So too bad we don't have officials with a mic on like that one commercial, right, where they leave their mic on. Kodiak talking with the official now. One official talking to him, the other one going over to talk to Gilbert. And I think it's going to be a double foul, 33 and 30. So Coach McClain trying to figure out what's going on. The official just says, just hold on a second, let us finish our conversation. 4:36 left to go in the fourth, 56-43, Sandy M. Christian. Warriors were in control of this game 2.5 minutes into the third quarter, and then one Zach Bauer got hot, and the Warriors went in the freezer, the ice box, with their offensive game.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Here's the call. Yeah. Double foul and a technical foul on Jaeger. So hopefully Ron's hearing this. So they're going to get the coaches together and talk here. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying. dead ball. So it's going to be a dead ball person. We did. Thank you, sir. So the official actually checks to make sure that we actually know what's going on. I've never had an official do that, Ron.
Yeah,
this guy's my new favorite official.
Well, so, they took their time and talked it through.
They did. And so they called a double foul and then got Jaeger for a push after the whistle away from the ball.
Well, it was on. It was the same action. He got caught on the second. The second guy always gets caught.
Yeah, retaliation.
Yes, 30 actually hit Kodiak in the mouth, and he'd had it, and he just elbowed him in the stomach.
So Carly to the line hits the first technical and misses the second technical.
Now it's going to be gray ball.
And it should be Amity basketball, unless after the technical foul. It was
jump,
a double foul. And
jump
then the,
ball.
Right.
Jump ball goes to.
Well, no, it's a double foul, and then the technical gives the ball. So
okay.
We'll see if they flip it or not. I don't think they will. I think they're going to give it to him on the technical. So
that's a big.
Yep, that's a big swing there. Warriors trying to make a comeback, and they end up getting a turnover on the technical foul effectively. So I think the double foul, the Warriors would have got it back because they had possession. Warriors extending their man-to-man defense now. Wart denying Bauer, trying to keep him from getting the ball. And then we've got an offensive foul called on Gilbert on a moving screen. He's a pretty physical player. That was an elbow, they said.
Yeah. He's waiting to hit somebody.
And McLean's going to get him out of the game, I think. Yes? No? That might be five on him. I don't know. He's had a bunch of fouls in this game. He's standing in front of the bench like he's coming out. And it is. That must be five fouls. So they bring the shooter Barton back in. Gilbert goes to the bench. They're not showing. There it is. Five fouls up there on the board and 19 fouls. So the Warriors will be in the double bonus for 4 minutes and 16 seconds, Ron. Can they take advantage of it down 14?
Put a shooter in. Brian Hatch is in to shoot. That's his modus operandi.
And Tyler Parr's out.
There's a lot of time. You can hit some threes, get back in it. But
White brings it up. Man-to-man defense. White loses it off his foot and out of bounds as he starts his drive. Just a sloppy ball handling there for the Warriors. 4:11 left to go, fourth quarter. Unforced turnover there. No defender even really near him.
No.
He was just starting to pick up speed as he crossed half court and just caught his heel. Carly with it. Works his way left. Hands it off to Josh Bauer. Top of the key. Lobs down low to Zach. And it's knocked away. And Wart played great defense there. Made it tough to catch. And Bauer, trying to save it as it was headed out of bounds, throws it away. So good job by Josh Wart not to commit a foul and force a turnover.
He's still got two. He's done a good job the second half.
Yes, but he hasn't been as effective offensively as he was the first half. So Blake with it on the left corner. Out to Hatch. Hatch crosses over. Goes down. Leaves it for Jackson. Jackson to Wart. Wart starts to drive, bounce
nice pass
to Jackson, back out to Hatch, three-pointer left corner, short. Jackson tips, can't get it, Bauer with the rebound. Helps to be 6'6", folks, and long-armed. He's a long 6'6".
Can't have too many of these strips down the court, go back with zero.
Carly working on White, swings it to Josh Bauer, hook pass inside to the other Bauer. He turns, tough shot, good defense. Zach Blake came over to double him. He misses everything on that one, White with it. Works up the way to the left side, gets it poked, and loses the ball. Stolen away. Dribbled into the double team, and Carly poked it away. Josh Bauer with the steal. Zach Bauer with it. Out to Carly. They'll run clock. 3 minutes now. Warriors with three consecutive trips down the floor, and nothing to show for it. Barely a shot on goal. Down 14. Carly and Bauer play Sam catch. Now they go down low to Zach Bauer. They double him. Kicks it back out to Josh Bauer. He drives, loses it, gets it back out in the corner to Otis. Otis flips it out on top to Carly.
They're not going to shoot.
They'll run 3 more minutes. They don't care. They go down low to Zach Bauer. He turns. Nothing there. Back out to Carly. Now he'll take a wide open three. Misses that one. Bauer with the rebound. Spins back to the right hand. Knocked away. Gets it back.
It just got
resets. Cross court to Otis. Down low. Back out to Otis. Up on top to Carly. They balance up the floor. They've run a minute this time down the floor. We've taken a couple of shots. And then we've got a foul on Wart, I think, or on Blake reaching in. Let's see what the call is here. It's on Blake on the reach in. When you talk about quiet, Zach Blake I don't think he scored in this half. He had, I think he had 7 at halftime. He still got 7 points. Or he may have 2 free throws this half. He might have had 5 at halftime. So 57-43, 2:06 left to go in the fourth. We've got a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay right here. Warriors with 16 fouls. Sandingham Christian with 9. But the Warriors haven't been able to get to the foul line. They were double bonus with 4:06 to go, and they haven't been able to get to the foul line. Warriors are being led tonight by Josh Wart with 11 points. Sam White with 9 points. Zach Blake with 7. Yeager with 7. Parr with 6. Jackson with 3. But it's been a nightmare offensively since they were ahead 36-24.
Yep.
From that point on, it has been all Sandingham Christian. And they rode the hot hand of Zach Bauer for a while, and then just excellent defense, and the Warriors not being able to get their offense going. Bauer takes the inbound back to Carly. Carly will dribble it out. Throws it over to Josh Bauer. Back to Carly. Carly, just a veteran guard. Doesn't do anything fancy with the ball, Ron, if you've noticed. No. He's just fundamentally sound, doesn't turn it over, takes care of the basketball. They swing it around the outside. They fake down low. Don't do it. Travel. There's a travel. Got away with it. They keep swinging it around the perimeter. Otis, nothing there. Hatch harassing him. Otis taking care of the basketball. Goes inside out with Josh Bauer and back out to Carly. The White reaches in and fouls him. That'll put Carly on the line, but that's too little too late.
Yeah.
1:32 left to go in the fourth. Carly will go to the line. And the way that Sandingham Christian plays under control on the offensive end makes this almost impossible to come back from double digits on them late in the game.
Yep. And they'll make their free throws if it's like years past.
Carly to the line, buries the first one. Well, Grant Carly as a junior was an outstanding point guard, very underrated, because he doesn't do anything fancy. He's not shooting the ball from 25 feet. He's not beating everybody off the dribble. He doesn't do anything except play fundamentally sound basketball. He hits a couple of free throws there. He's kind of a throwback basketball player a little bit. Blake drives, his shot blocked. Wart battling, can't get it out of bounds off of Wart. Tough drive for Blake to get in those trees in there.
Yeah, he's going in against 6'4", 6'6".
There's not much room to operate there. And they know you're trying to quick shoot the ball now, so Otis with it.
There it is.
Tipped away. He gets it back, takes it in.
They'll bring it out.
They'll reset back out to Bauer. He'll hold the ball. Josh Wart comes up and gets a foul. That'll put Bauer on the line, but it's all academic at this point. Warriors down by 16, 109 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And this will be a serious learning experience for the Warriors.
Yes.
If it isn't, then there's something wrong with them, because they have had a clinic put on them here since the middle of the third quarter. Bauer misses the free throw, but they get the offensive rebound. Warriors can scramble all they want. This one's all over. Warriors down 16. Carly throws it down on the corner to Otis. Back out on top. Wart with a steal. Wart in the open floor takes it in. They hustle back. Oh. Wart misses the shot. They had 4 white jerseys get back on defense in a 16-point game. Under a minute to go.
And we had no gray guys following.
Yep. It was a 1-on-4 break is what
there
it ended
again.
Up. There's another steal by Wart. Wart goes baseline this time. Reverse lay and he's fouled. Took it right at Zach Bauer. Didn't like the call. He's a pretty long defender to try to get a reverse lay-in in on. He played pretty good defense on that, but must have got him with the body a little bit. Wart to the line. Josh had an outstanding first half, been pretty quiet here in the second half, and that's part of the problem. He's missed a couple of free throws. Misses that one.
He missed 2 last time. He got 3 chances to make 2 last time. He missed twice. There we go.
Second one short, misses that one too. Josh is a good free throw shooter, so I'm not sure what's happened here in the second half of this game. He has excellent form and does a good job. They'll run the clock out here if the Warriors let him. Tommy Jackson commits a foul. I'm not really sure why. It's 59-43 with 20 seconds left to go. There's no reason to foul at this point. It's time to let him run out the clock and get out of here, warm the bus up, and get back to Amity and watch this tape tomorrow.
Get ready for Sheridan on Friday.
Get ready for Sheridan. There's nothing else you can do. You were playing an excellent game of basketball for 2 quarters and about 2.5 minutes. And the last, what does that leave me? 8 and 5 and 5 and a half minutes. The last 13 and a half minutes of this game has been all Santa Ana Christian. Barton makes one out of two.
Not going to get it in there.
Warriors with a reverse lay-in. Zach Blake swings that one up and in. That'll be the last basket for the Warriors as they walk off the court pretty dejectedly. Final score, 60-45 in favor of Santa Ana Christian. Warriors were up 5 at halftime. Were outscored by 20 points in the second half. They were up 12, 2.5 minutes into the third quarter, and were outscored by 27 from that point on over the last 13 and a half minutes.
Too much one-on-one. That's just the bottom line.
Yep.
It got totally away from their offense. Lost their team concept.
Josh Wart leading the way tonight with 11. Sam White with 9. Zach Blake with 9 as well, I believe. 9. Jaeger with 7. Parr with 6. Tommy Jackson with 3. Mm-hmm. And there's no question who their best player was on the floor, who their leading scorer was. And but it's not just a one-man show. It's the point guard, Carly, and then everybody else doing their job besides Bauer. Bauer, like we said, had just 5 points in the first half as the Warriors did a good job on him. He had 4 threes in the second half for 12 points and 3 2-point field goals as well. So he had 18 points in the second half, 23 points in the game for the 6'6" center. And Grant Carley, their point guard, with 10, 12, 14 points in the game and some free throws down the stretch and just great ball handling.
Yeah, this is a key moment here for the coach and his team, keeping them together mentally. You know, they played a very good team, and they played very good for, what do you want to call it, 20 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
16 in the first half and 3 or 4 in the second half.
Yep.
And then just disintegrating.
Yeah, so it's going to be an opportunity for some growth. All adversity is an opportunity to grow, to learn from it, to look at what you did right for the first 18 minutes, 19 minutes of the game, and then look at how that compares with the last quarter and a half of the game. So
they must have shot, 60% in the
– shot outstanding. Yeah, and a great timeout by their coach, down 12. Got them under control, refocused his team, and got his star to start knocking down some shots. And he had missed his first 4 shots to start the third quarter. He made his next 3 three-pointers after that, and that was when we really saw the momentum shift. So,
yeah.
All right, tough loss for the Warriors tonight. We'll be back at it Friday night in Amity versus Sheridan. If you can't be there, be here listening to us. Even in a loss, it's a great night to be a Warrior. Take care and good night, everybody.
Yeah.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.